this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee resigns.
And I think, as I have said a long time ago, that the time is now for Debbie Wasserman Schultz to step aside, not only for these issues. We need a Democratic Party that is open, that's going to bring young people and working people into it, that is going to stand up and take on the big money interests and fight for working families.
The voice of former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders calling for the resignation of the chairwoman of the DNC. His vested interest, however, went a little beyond differing philosophies after WikiLeaks disclosed nearly 20,000 emails from Democratic Party leaders over the last year and a half that show that they had mocked and criticized the upstart campaign of the Vermont senator while he was waging an unexpectedly tough challenge to Clinton for the nomination. The head of the U.S. Democratic Party, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, resigned today. With more from the convention, here's VOA's Michael Bowman.
Democratic nominee-to-be Hillary Clinton says in coming days she will draw a sharp contrast with her Republican opponent.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls.
Clinton spoke Saturday with her new vice presidential pick, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, while Donald Trump focused on illegal immigration and other perceived threats to America at last week's Republican National Convention. Kaine is making direct appeals to the nation's growing Hispanic community and highlighting his fluency in Spanish.
Bienvenidos a todos en nuestro país.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Members of Turkey's ruling and main opposition parties are rallying together in support of democracy and condemn the bloody coup attempt of July the 15th. The rally, held under tight supervision Sunday in Istanbul's iconic Taksim Square, was called for by Turkey's largest opposition group, the Secular Republican People's Party. The International Olympic Committee has decided not to ban all Russian teams from competing in next month's Rio Olympics over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme, but they will have to toe the line on certain criteria before they'll be allowed to participate. This is IOC President Thomas Bloch.
Every human being is entitled to individual justice. There we have set the bar to the absolute limit for how Russian athletes can achieve to compete in Rio. All of them have to meet individually this number of very strict criteria we have established today.
Russian Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko says that he's grateful to the IOC for not imposing a blanket ban on Russians competing in the games.
No,
he went on to say that these criteria are very tough, but this is a particular challenge for our team, and I can say that I'm absolutely sure that the majority of the Russian national team will fulfill these criteria. German investigators say the teenage gunman who killed 9 people on Friday night in Munich received psychiatric treatment and planned the mass shooting for more than a year. According to Thomas Steinkraus-Koch, a spokesman for the Munich prosecutor's office, the 18-year-old, identified only as David S., received inpatient treatment in 2015 for 2 months before getting outpatient care. A British-based human rights group said Syrian government airstrikes struck 5 makeshift hospitals on Saturday in a rebel-held area, killing 1 infant and jeopardizing medical care for more than 200,000 civilians in rebel-held areas. The Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes disabled 4 clinics in the provincial capital of Aleppo and 1 just west of the city. Syrian government and allied forces last week surrounded rebel-held sections of Aleppo, which has been contested now for 4 years. Afghanistan is marking a national day of mourning on the day after a bomb attack in Kabul killed at least 80 people and wounded more than 200 others during a peaceful protest rally. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Saturday's deadly attack. And China's standoff with its neighbors over the South China Sea territorial dispute is expected to again be a focus as foreign ministers from the region and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gather in Laos this week. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.